anticipated.
Yes.
We'll open up for Wolfrey.
I first want to ask, what do you do among your staff during a delay like that? You have like 2.5 hours to wait. What do you guys do with the team and just your staff?
We have a good group, you know, so I told them that, guys, remember it happened twice already last year, I think, and this year also against Tigre, something like that. So we didn't know because it was the first call that we had was we have to wait between 19 minutes and 3 hours. So I just told them, guys, this is the situation. So I asked them if they wanted to do something in terms of warm-up. They told me no. And the idea was to tell them that to be responsible. So find a moment to move a bit, find a moment to do something. Don't stay on the bench doing nothing. And again, the music, the laughs, the discuss, they play a bit. So that's why the group, the chemistry is really good. And when the whistle is on,
Christian obviously scored another goal tonight. Do you feel like his performances as of late is kind of making it hard for you not to put him in the starting lineup and just like he's kind of solidified a spot in, regularly in the starting lineup?
I think it's hard for me. He knows I like to change when this is the moment, the formation or the shape of players. I have no problem to change if we win. I have no problem to stay with the same team if we lose. Really, really happy for Christian. Simple as that. So he has to enjoy that. This is good for him. This is good for the team. I'm really happy to do it.
Obviously, this is a team you drew on the road against 2-2. What was the difference, do you feel like, in this matchup compared to that last one?
Oh, we have grown a lot. You know, Nashville, for me, this is, you know, sometimes, yes, we won the title last year, but I can tell you that Nashville is going to stay in my head the first game that we had away. We were not here at this point, and it was the trigger of everything because we were like, it was like we were playing against men and us, we were kids. And when we played the game at home, we did a really good game and we learned from that. And now, second year also, we are able to control. It's not easy to play against them, as you know, because they like to put the ball inside the box and to cross and so on. But today we did a good job in terms of box defending, and not only the center back, but also the wing back or the guy who is the closest guy who has the ball to block the cross. Because sometimes we forget that, yes, we have to defend the box, but we have to block the cross. And they did it pretty well. So, yeah, maturity now. Maturity, and I'm pleased for that.
And Sean had a rough ball in the first half, obviously, and I saw him talking to you throughout the match. Just what was he telling you about how his knee was feeling and how he was doing?
No, just when he said he felt something, but nothing special, so he was able to keep going. I asked him twice, are you okay? He said, yeah, I'm okay. So he was able to keep going. So.
Coach, how crucial was that no goal?
Yeah, it's important. You know, I don't like to tell my player don't concede. I like to tell them defend well, and I think that they defended well. But to be honest with you, the goal that we conceded, the disallowed goal that we conceded, was a joke. Because I'm not talking about Nashville. I'm talking about us because we could have stopped the action earlier, and after that, Rudy put the ball to Mo. After that, it was an handball. So again, I think that life is good for a moment for us. I hope that it's going to stay like that because we provoked the luck and we were lucky on this one. But after that, I like the fact that we reacted really well and the clean sheet, this is always good because again, yes, I like to attack. My team likes to attack, but we like also to defend well, and this is what they do for a moment.
What are you seeing out of Rudy Camacho for him to be an all-star?
He's so important, you know, the way we play. And he's able also to help the players around, to understand, you know, the way we want to play. And he deserves it, you know. He's a, this is not a big star. This is a simple player, but he's able to help us to a good performance. But also he knows that he has to keep pushing again, because today I shouted on him a bit because he lost a few goals that usually he doesn't lose. But he deserves it, simple as that. And he had a really good season last year. Again, this year he's been, I think defensively we are pretty good. And I think that not only Rudy, but he's part also of that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, when you came here, you said you like to have players around you that you're comfortable with. It's obvious you're comfortable with him.
Yes, yes, but I like also to put him in uncomfortable situations. You know, that's why he's not the fastest guy, but he's so fast with his brain. Now, again, this is not only him, this is the chemistry, because mm-hmm. Rudy needs the other guy to be good. He cannot be good alone. Yes, he's able to make plays, but again, this is the dynamic of the team, the dynamic of all the players also around, because to cover, you know, the ball that we have in behind, so sometimes Rudy get caught, but Pat is here, another player is here, so this is what I like with my team.
I don't want to take all the questions, but
for
some reason I got all these questions. But anyway, Coach, I wanted to ask you, remember early in the year when you guys had all them ties and everybody was worried? It's just, it's amazing how things shakes out, isn't it?
Oh, don't forget, I'm French. You went too fast. So repeat, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a former DJ, so I'm used to talking fast. But anyway, remember early in the year when the team had all them ties
yes.
and everybody was worried?
Yeah.
It's amazing how things shakes out.
Ah, yeah. Soccer, it's life. It's like our life, you know. We have it's dynamic, you know. We have moments, so we have to take the moment the way it is, and after that try to figure out what we can do to move forward. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we try to do every day. So yes, we tied many games, we should have won many games, mm-hmm. but we didn't do it. But again, the idea was to come back and to learn from that, to analyze why we didn't win the game or why we conceded a few goals, and to get better. And that's why, again, this is maturity. Mm-hmm. Really good maturity from my team for the moment.
Coach, we've seen a lot of center backs being able to get forward. Steven sometimes, Rudy, Farsi looked like he was up in the forward position a little bit. What in your system allows for that movement of center backs and wing backs to get forward?
Yeah, this is something that I try to push them a little bit more, because again, this is the evolution of our game. So the idea is all the time to have a good structure. And the first year was that, and we started to do it a bit middle of the last year. And the idea is to again to put more doubt on their position and to allow my players to come from behind to make the late run. And the most important is not the system that we have, is the closest player around the ball, they have to attack. But at the same time, we have to balance also when we attack. That's why we have more range for the center back, we have more range for, we change a position, there's a lot of rotation. The game against New England was one of the best games in terms of rotation, in terms of the way we were connected, the way we run together. So, yeah. This is something that I want, and they don't do it often.
You went unchanged in the lineup from the 5-1 win against New England. What did you see from that lineup, albeit the five goals,
yeah,
that you thought that they could get the job done again?
Yeah, it was not easy. Good question, because the reality is I took my time to decide with my staff, because I was in between to stay with the same players, knowing that we run a lot also against New England. And with the wing back also, the decision with the front line also. But I felt that, to be honest with you, I planned to make subs around 50 minutes, but it was not the moment. So that's why we kept the same team. But I felt that tactically it was good to stay with the same team, and only one or two subs, and to adjust certain things against this team. But I felt that it was good for the team to stay almost the same.
last one for me. I asked you after the Chicago match about the turnovers, many turnovers you guys had, and you told me that you want your team to compete with their brain.
Yeah.
How have you seen that kind of progress from that match to now?
I'm going to talk about the present moment because it's a fact. Mm-hmm. They are really good. They are really good because this is not easy to want to discuss with my players about momentum. Recognize when we have to speed up the play, when we have to slow down the play. And like I told you, the fact that sometimes we are able to break the press of the opposition, it's so open, so we have to attack. So now they are able to size up a little bit more, you know, because they can feel it also physically. You know, if we do the ping pong game, it's going to be difficult. So there is more communication.